The judge hearing the court-martial of Private Bradley Manning this morning denied a defense motion to dismiss the most serious charge, aiding the enemy. Colonel Denise Lynn's ruling focused on the prosecution's evidence that some of the documents leaked by Manning and posted to WikiLeaks eventually reached Osama bin Laden. If convicted of aiding the enemy, Manning could be sentenced to life without parole. Ben Wisner, director of the American Civil Liberties Union's Speech, Privacy, and Technology Project, calls the charge dangerously overbroad and unconstitutional.
The judge should have dismissed this charge before the trial. She should have dismissed it now after the evidence. Because she didn't, I think any conviction of Manning on an aiding the enemy charge is very vulnerable on appeal, and it needlessly put the government's case in jeopardy.
You say that intent is an important part of a conviction for this charge.
Here's the problem with the government's theory. Aiding the enemy doesn't require that the information released be sensitive or classified. The aiding the enemy provision prohibits people in the military from sharing any kind of information with the enemy. Now, the government says that Manning indirectly shared information with Al-Qaeda by having it placed on the internet where Al-Qaeda would read it. Anything on the internet is available to Al-Qaeda, and if the aiding the enemy offense extends that far, then it extends to any communication that anyone in the military ever has with the media, from an enlisted blogger to the Secretary of Defense himself. You know, the only way to make this charge constitutional is to limit it to those instances in which the member of the military intends to aid the enemy. The judge got that wrong before the trial. She just got it wrong during the trial. And I'm confident that a court on appeal will dismiss this charge.
You say there is no necessity that the information actually does aid the enemy.
Not only is there no necessity that it actually aid the enemy, but the government hasn't even alleged that Bradley Manning intended to aid the enemy. They only say that he should have known that by putting this information in the media, on the internet, that the enemy would likely have access to it. But again, that applies with equal force to anything that any member of the military, including the Pentagon press spokesperson, says to a room full of media. Surely they know that the enemy watches Al Jazeera and watches CNN. Again, the aiding the enemy offense doesn't require that the information released be classified or sensitive. It prohibits any kind of contact or intercourse with the enemy. This is akin to a treason charge. And what's so dangerous about the government theory is that it equates leaks to the press in the public interest with providing information to the enemy. It's as if the government thinks that there's only one audience for Bradley Manning's leaks, and that's Al-Qaeda, and it has its head in the sand because, of course, the primary audience was the American public and the world public, and many of those leaks included tremendously important information, information that never should have been withheld from the public in the first place.
There is no exception, then, for information that discloses illegal actions by the government. Anything you say.
The courts have not yet recognized an exception for whistleblowing in the public interest, even when it reveals fraud, waste, illegality. That's why Mr. Snowden has such a plausible claim for asylum abroad, because these statutes are so harsh and uncompromising, because they treat as espionage leaks to the press in the public interest.
There were reports that Osama bin Laden didn't see anything from WikiLeaks until he heard U.S. government officials denouncing them as potentially aiding the enemy, at which point he asked for them. Isn't the government then responsible for aiding the enemy by telling him he should look at this stuff?
Osama bin Laden also recommended that his followers read Bob Woodward's books. I don't think anybody has accused Bob Woodward of aiding the enemy, even though what he published, which included leaks from public officials, was accessible around the world. The problem is, in the modern world, you can't communicate with the public without communicating with everyone. And for the government to focus only on whether Al-Qaeda read something and not take into account how important it was that the rest of us read something is not only silly, I think it's also unconstitutional.
To what extent is the prosecution of Bradley Manning aimed at whistleblowers or leakers in general? Is this trying to send a message?
You know, it's no surprise that the government would prosecute an army private for leaking sensitive information. What is surprising is that the government would attempt to put a treason label on Bradley Manning's head. And that really is, I think, intended as a warning to any future leaker that this is going to be treated as essentially the same thing as selling information to the enemy, when the clear and stated intent of Bradley Manning and other leakers has been to educate and inform the public.
Does Colonel Lynn's refusal to dismiss this charge give any indication as to the verdict, which could come out as early as tomorrow?
No. I'm not going to make any predictions about the verdict. It's the judge's responsibility to weigh the evidence fairly and to apply the law correctly. But I will say this. If Manning is convicted on the aiding the enemy charge, there's a high probability that that conviction will be reversed on appeal.
Would he have access to civilian courts for an appeal?
Eventually, he would have access. His initial appeal will be through the military appeal system, but the Supreme Court sits on top of that appellate review system.
Ben Wisner is director of the Speech, Privacy, and Technology Project at the American Civil Liberties Union.